This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Got milk? How about filtered, high-protein, low-sugar, lactose-free milk? With soda sales sliding downward, beverage colossus Coca-Cola is betting that designer milk could become a billion-dollar brand. Bloomberg News reporter Shruti Singh and Jennifer Kaplan looked into Coke's new venture. And Shruti joins us now with more. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much.
This is a new area of business for Coke, which has a venturing and emerging brands group. So they've already done Zico coconut water, you know, Honest Tea, fused juice drink. So what are they banking on for milk?
Well, Coca-Cola is looking at milk as a potentially next billion-dollar brand for them. They see some things that are going on in the food space that may lend themselves to some success in milk. A couple of things that are going on in food is that consumers are trying to find more natural foods, clean labels, higher protein. And so this is something that's very attractive to a consumer foods company.
So they have partnered with a dairy cooperative and come up with Fairlife, is what they're calling it. Their CEO, Steve Jones, he has some background already with Coke. What's the relationship there?
So Steve Jones previously was the president of Coca-Cola's Minute Maid juice company, and he also served as the chief marketing officer at one point for all of Coca-Cola. Then he sort of went into semi-retirement, and then he connected with the co-founders of a milk cooperative called Select Milk Producers. Select Milk Producers and Coca-Cola found each other, and 2 years later they created this joint venture called Fairlife, which has now produced this high-protein, low-sugar, lactose-free milk that's also called Fairlife.
How much is this selling for?
It's selling for about $4 for a 52-ounce bottle, and that's about double what the conventional stuff sells for.
How about organic milk, which fetches a higher price?
It's going to be the Fairlife brand still. It's still more than organic.
So a few other players in this space, Dean Foods, what are they and what do they bring to the table?
So Dean Foods is the largest dairy processor in the U.S., and in 2015, just a couple of months after the launch of the Fairlife milk, Dean Foods launched its national Dairy Pure milk brand. And previously, Dean used to have a lot of different regional milk brands because Dean bought a variety of different brands throughout the years. And now what they've done is under Dairy Pure, they're co-branding with their regional milks because they want to also tell consumers that we are producing this milk locally, we care about your regional brand, but here's this Dairy Pure brand that's going to promise you things like no artificial growth hormone, testing for antibiotics, things like that.
We're still talking about just milk here, right? I mean, why Coke is banking on a product that seems a little outdated? I mean, supermarket shelves, they're already being squeezed with organic milk, with non-dairy, soy milk, almond milk, rice milk. Are people still drinking traditional milk?
So sales of traditional milk or per capita consumption of what you would call traditional milk, sort of the big gallon jug that we're used to, per capita consumption has actually been declining in the U.S. for decades. I think what's happening right now in the milk industry and why Fairlife has entered the market, why Dean Foods is starting to put out different types of milk as well, is that the milk industry is looking at what consumers are looking for. Are they looking for high protein? Are they looking for more calcium? Are they looking for no antibiotics? They're trying to create these products that are hitting specific consumer needs.
How about flavors?
Yeah, so Dean Foods actually has created a variety of different flavors. They introduced this brand called Trumu in 2011, and they have put out seasonal flavors like orange cream for Halloween. Cookies and cream is coming up for the summer. Obviously, you got your regular chocolate, but then they also have chocolate marshmallows. So they're experimenting with a variety of different flavors that goes beyond the basics of what we've known flavored milk to be.
Or health food, for that matter.
So they're trying to pitch this to moms as something that's healthier than, say, the conventional chocolate milk because Trumu doesn't have any high fructose corn syrup.
So it seems like they're up against a lot. So is Coca-Cola banking on its significant marketing and distribution muscle to kind of change the game? Or are they counting on changing the product to fit what consumers are looking for now?
I think that's why this joint venture came about, because Select Milk Producers had this product, which was the brainchild of a veterinarian turned farmer named Mike McCluskey. He came out with this filtration system that allows the company to create a milk that's high protein, low sugar, lactose free, because he's able to separate out the different parts of milk to create a milk that's going to meet different consumer needs. So he had that product. What he lacked with this particular product was the marketing, distribution, and other expertise that Coke had. And so that's why this partnership came about in one sense.
So more processing will mean more money. Will people pay Shruti for designer milk?
Well, in the first year on the shelves, Fairlife has actually been able to reach more than $90 million in sales. And so that's going, you know, towards a little ways towards that billion-dollar brand that Coke is trying to make.
Shruti, thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
Shruti Singh, she covers food and agriculture for Bloomberg News. She and Jennifer Kaplan, who covers consumer companies, including Coca-Cola, together wrote, Coke thinks designer milk could be a billion-dollar brand. We've got a link to read the article for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org.